Hello, I'm Philip McVeigh, and I'm with Ron and Robin Garriga, and we are in the midst of our generosity campaign called Will You Grow? We're taking each word of that campaign each week. Last week it was Will, today it's you. And so when we hear the word you, I'm imagining that people are thinking all kinds of different people in their head. But Ron and Robin, what do we mean when we say you?
You is an individual. And what we're asking for in the Will You Grow generosity campaign is that we're asking folks to just take a self-reflection, take a look at what you're doing in your opportunity to tithe and what you intend to do in your next steps for tithing. So when I think about you, I think about an individual opportunity for self-reflection and what we're dealing with in this campaign.
Okay. But it's all of you, not just you or you. It's the...
Well said, Robin.
Because, some of us all.
Yeah, because nothing can be done by just one person. Right. It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a congregation to lead our ministry support. So we are asking each individual to look at themselves and to have this opportunity during this experience for self-reflection, mm-hmm. Self-study, mm-hmm. Go to the Bible, take advantage of the verses that you shared with us throughout this generosity campaign, and make it an opportunity for you individually on where you want to grow in this aspect of giving to the church.
Thank you. In the Deuteronomy teaching, they said it was important to repeat teachings, mm-hmm. and to have the conversations with your children and grandchildren. And I wonder if you're thinking that we should have these conversations in our home long before Commitment Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Robin, I'll let you share how we did that with our children.
When our daughter was younger, if she got money for her birthday or whatever, we tried to teach her, you know, what the tithe was and explain that difference and encouraged her to give to the church and to other things. And sometimes she was made fun of by her peers as she got a little bit older, but it's a good, if you can do anything and instill that in your children as they're younger, then as young adults, they'll know what God expects of them.
You know, when you first asked that question, I was thinking, well, you remind us all the time about things. So what's the difference in us reminding our children about this? You are our spiritual leader as our church family. We are our spiritual leader, mm-hmm. to our children and our home. So it is very important for us to talk about these things, mm-hmm. as a family. Mm-hmm. We want to carry on the legacy, the tradition of the importance of tithing for the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you had one thing to say to the congregation this week about the word you, what would you say to our congregation? What is it you might want them to do differently this year?
When I think about what I want our congregation to think about, it's something I think that you're probably already thinking about often, and that is, think about the sacrifice that our Lord and Savior gave for us, and how all the many blessings that we have are because of Him. Please take the time to know where you are in your opportunity for giving, and know that those resources will be put to good use for God's kingdom.
Thank you, thank you. Well, let's end like we've ended on the first 2 weeks with that question to the congregation. Will you grow with us?
Good morning. A reading from Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 9. These are the commands, decrees, and regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy, and you and your children and grandchildren must fear your Lord, your God, as long as you live. If you obey all his decrees and commands, you will enjoy a long life. Listen closely, Israel, and be careful to obey. Then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is your God, the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road and when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. My daughter, many years ago, upon teaching about tithing and giving in our home, she made a commitment from her babysitting money. And about midway through the year, she came and she talked to me and said, "Dad," this is Mallory, "is there any way I can get out of this commitment?" The babysitting did not go as planned. We are here to talk about, will you grow? And as we do, I'm going to ask you to join me in prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the teaching from Deuteronomy. We have heard clearly that we're to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our strength. Help us to do that. We pray that we'll do that as a church. We pray that we'll have stronger families and a stronger church, making a stronger difference for your kingdom's sake. I pray this in Jesus Christ's name, the Lord of the church. Amen. Well, last week, we focused on some important themes that we'll keep in front of our congregation. Last week, we focused on that first word, will. And I used a growth chart to illustrate that back in the day, I did not have that last growth spurt. Still five, I'm claiming 5'9". I got so many leaving worship yesterday or last week telling me it's going to get worse. Now, you know, as a congregation, you're supposed to encourage your pastor. So I expect something different going out the door today. But what I didn't say last week was, you know, there's so many different ways we can grow. If we're 5'8", 5'9", it doesn't matter. If we're short or tall, there's so many different ways we can grow. And one of the ways we can grow is in our generosity. I am so proud of our congregation for the generosity that you're showing toward our neighbors to the east of us. And several of you have gone over several times to help Panama City and surrounding areas with their recovery efforts. Thank you for what you're doing. Many of you have given financially. Thank you for making so much possible. I want to lift up that our annual conference has designated a new fund to help churches pay salaries for pastors in this area. There could be some very lean days for some of these churches. And if you would like to help with that, please give for the annual conference, and that'll go directly to those churches affected in our area to help them with that. Thank you for what you're doing in so many ways. And we want to encourage everyone to grow in their generosity in the life of this church. And so growing is a natural part of life, and we can grow in our generosity. We want to ask you to do something specific. We want to ask you to make a commitment, to make a commitment. And you don't have to make that commitment today, but we do ask that you pray about this and that you make a commitment to make a commitment. We only have about half of our congregation that makes an estimate of giving for each year. I would love to challenge us to change that to where we have 100% participation and that we're all seeking to grow together in this preparation for 2019, a very important year. It's the opportunity that's right before us. And so I'd invite us all to do that. Make a commitment to make a commitment. Last week, we looked at the word will. We have a will. We decide ultimately whether we're going to do something or not. So we can make a commitment, but will we? Will you and I make a commitment? That's the question. We can, but will we? Which leads us to the word for this week. Is you. And as the video described, you is not really thinking about someone else. It's thinking about your own personal journey. It's thinking about your own journey with your family. And it's a time for us to have family conversations at home. The Deuteronomy passage, I looked at the passage that you heard read from Kevin today. And 12 times it uses the word you or your. Very direct. 12 times, you or your. So this is a question for all of us. How are we going to respond to this call to being more generous? How will we grow in our generosity? It's an opportunity for us as we do this to grow stronger families when we have this conversation. What we're asking our congregation to do is very basic. Honor this teaching of Deuteronomy. Love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your strength. To make God the most important person in your life, and it's reflected through our giving and through our generosity. When God comes first, we live differently. We live more generous. So we're asking our congregation to particularly look at this passage and have a conversation this week. Now, Deuteronomy is way back when, thousands of years ago. But in some ways, human nature has not changed at all. Say that with me. In some ways, human nature hasn't changed at all. Because back in the day, there was a need for reminders. And so they would post things on the gates. They would post messages on the doorways. Wherever there was traffic flow, to remind to follow God at all times. I would imagine back then they had persons that had attention deficit disorder. I know we have it today. It's hard to stay on track. So we need reminders to honor God first, to love Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. We need those constant reminders. We want to do it, but we get off track so easily. So what do we do? What do we do to stay on track? Post-it notes are one of the ways we express this. And, you know, it's neat that our church mailed out this phone pocket this week. I hope you received one of these. And it was also a part of a brochure that told a little bit about Will You Grow? And if you did not get one of these phone pockets, they're actually pretty cool. they have a place here just to do like the Deuteronomy teaches. Week one, will you grow? You can grow, but will you? Week two, we can talk, but will you? And so on. It's a way, every time we go to our cell phone, we see these reminders. It's a way, it's a modern day way to remind ourselves of what we're to do with honoring God. If you did not get one of these in the mail, let me just say that following our service, that Pat Gross will be in the narthex, and she'll be glad to get you a brochure, and there's a few pockets left. We would love to have your address because obviously you didn't get it, and we'd like to for you to be able to get everything that we're mailing out. So if you'll see Pat Gross in the narthex, we'll be glad for you to have the brochure and the pocket. It's a reminder of God's teaching. It's a reminder to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. I want to invite you this morning to do something that I haven't done here, but I think it's just very easy. I want to invite you this week to have a family conversation about generosity and about giving to God through the church. Now, this is a conversation in your own comfortable home, and have this conversation with your spouse. Have this conversation with your children if they still live at home. Have this conversation with your grandchildren if they are nearby, and maybe it's a conversation you can call them. But it's important to have these conversations. And the you means you, and it means me, and it means having these conversations at home. And in these conversations, just beginning to ask the question, how are we going to respond to will you grow? How are we going to honor God first in the coming year, 2019? How are we going to respond? Will you have those conversations this week? Karen and I, we both work. And sometimes we hardly say hello when we get home at night. But we've agreed we're going to have a conversation, I believe, on Tuesday night about this. And I would like to invite you, when you have lunch or brunch, when following Sunday school, that you decide this week when you're going to have this conversation. You know, it's a very fruitful conversation. It could make you a stronger family. Because honoring God first and honoring God with what we give and our generosity is going to make us stronger as a family. And as we do that throughout the church body, it's going to make us a stronger church. And I cannot imagine giving to anyone that does more with what we give than Shalimar United Methodist Church. We're making a kingdom difference. We're teaching about Jesus. We're teaching about discipleship. We're serving people. We're caring for people. We're responding to people through what we give. So we make a kingdom difference. What is going to be our response as we come to Commitment Sunday in a couple of weeks? Have that conversation with your family this week. Now I'm going to do something that's going to surprise you. I'm going to stop. That's the simple invitation this week. Have this conversation with your family. Teach God's principles. Hear God's principles. Talk about it. Repeat it. That's the message here of Deuteronomy. Have this conversation this week. Would you pray with me? Thank you, God, for this opportunity to have these conversations at home. Lead us to be stronger as families. Lead us as to be stronger as a church as we honor and place you first in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.